Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Shandaria. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was just speaking with someone about filing a claim. I think we got disconnected.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It was me. I'm not sure if you heard me or not, but
No, ma'am, I can't hear you at all.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize about that. I was just trying to say we can go ahead and get started with that claim. But like I stated before, you know, I can't tell you if you're
right,
or
it's about some about
yes, ma'am. But we can go ahead and file your yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And may I have that social?
423-218078.
423-218078.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And may I have your first and last name?
Olivia Staples.
All right, Ms. Staples. What's your date of birth followed by your mother's maiden name?
6/2/1983, Casey Annette Staples.
Okay. All right. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
All right. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And is this a state-issued driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You may have the driver's license number.
742-7794.
All right. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And your checking or savings?
Checking.
All right. And what's that routing and account number?
Okay,
the route number will be
041-215-663. That was 041-215-663. And that account number? Yes, ma'am.
That'd be 12-981-21-24-5525. That was 12-581-212-45-525.
I'm okay. Yeah, I think it's 12-981.
Oh, 9. I thought you said 5. So 9. 12-981.
Yes, ma'am. 21-24-5525.
Okay, so yeah, I thought you said a 5. I apologize.
It's okay.
And your mailing address?
It'll be 1518 Willett Street.
It was 1518.
Willett.
Street. And this is what city?
Anniston, Alabama, 36201.
This is Anniston. And what's that zip code again? I apologize.
I'm sorry.
The zip code?
36201.
And is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
And has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your phone number?
256-419-9699.
Great, and I have the address as 1518, and that is Willett Street,
Yes, ma'am.
Willett, Anniston,
Yes, ma'am.
Alabama 36201.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1816 River Haven Lane, 2203 Simpson Street, 5530 Flatwoods Road, 764 South Gate Lane, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
2203 Simpson Street.
Which of the following street addresses in Jacksonville have you ever lived at or been associated with? 181 Alton Road, 323 Dennis Street Southwest, 623 Nature Trail, 720 Land Drive Southeast, or none of the above, or I am not familiar with this property.
720 Drive Southeast.
All right. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Stockton, Fremont, Oceanside, Hayward, or none of the above?
Yeah, which city I have over there?
Which of the.
Yeah, did you say Oceanside?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have,
All right. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Did I receive certification for what now? I'm sorry.
TRA, and that's Trade Readjustment Allowance.
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your last day of work?
I can't remember. It was sometime beginning of this month. Oh. I like to work on I think it might have been the first of July.
Okay.
It was a Friday.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Ma'am?
Yeah, ma'am.
I'm sorry, the phone is kind of going in and out. You said yes?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what did you say?
I said, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for myself.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work? Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
That have I applied or received
A
a
pension?
pension? No, I don't see.
Have you
But
applied
my
for?
son, he gets Social Security. I don't know if that.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I tried not to go no more than 30 miles. I really did it, you know, I worked in bed. And the other client lives in Piedmont.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Minimum.
Ma'am?
Minimum.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
I'm sorry.
Do you work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, he hasn't.
Ma'am?
No, he hasn't.
Okay. On your job title, you say you're a caregiver.
Yes.
And on your pay stub, you said it has your client's name on there.
Yes.
Okay. So I will just have to put his name on there. Okay. All right. So may you, I'm just gonna have to input his information in for your employer, for the employer. May you give me his first and last name, how it appears on your pay stubs.
Okay, it says TED McDowell, MCDOWELL.
You said MCDOWEL.
Yeah, MCDOWELL.
Okay, and the address?
It's 152 Crane Avenue, Piedmont, Alabama. I'll have to look up the zip code.
Right. And may you, what's the name of the street?
Zip code.
Yes, what was the name of that street again?
Crane, CRAIGE. Let me make sure I'm spelling it right.
I'm sorry, your phone is going in and out again, Miss Staples. What was that?
It's Crane, CRAIGE Street, 152 Crane Avenue, Piedmont, Alabama.
So, okay, is it street or avenue? I just want to, make sure I'm inputting the correct information.
Fifth Avenue, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. And you said it's Piedmont, Alabama? All
And
right.
I
What's
don't know his zip.
Is
It don't. I'm looking at the stub and it don't show. It just has his name, but it don't say his zip. Trying to see if I can pull up the address, get a zip code for it.
Okay.
One.
Okay. I see it right here. It's 152 Craig Avenue, Piedmont, Alabama. All right. 36272. I have it, Miss Staples.
I can't hear you. What'd you say, ma'am? I'm sorry.
I said I have it.
Okay.
Yes. And your last day of work with him was on the 1st. And when did you start working with him?
Oh, I started with him. I think it was July 1st, I believe.
Of last year?
I mean, hold on. What's it, is it, I mean, June 1st, I believe. Yeah, June 1st is when I picked him up.
Okay. And does he have a phone number? Or does, you know, does.
Yes, ma'am, he does. Let me look up his phone. My contact. Yeah. Oh, 256. Okay. It's 256-447-6284.
All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No, they don't offer that.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
All right. You say you're no longer working due to lack of work.
Right. I don't have, from him, I haven't received any pay since the 1st of this month. But I've still been working for my other client, Miss Queenie Skunk, and that's for 20 hours a week.
But you're no longer working with him due to lack of work because he's in a rehab, basically,
right?
Right. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, it's kind of hard to hear you, and I'm driving coming from work. So.
That's fine. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, please.
All right. And I'm going to provide you with a 4-digit PIN. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm
ready. All right, it's 7883.
Is that
7883? Mm-hmm. All right, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, I need to either go by the Career Center or go on the website and log in at Alabama.
Works. Alabama.
Dot Alabama.
Dot gov.
Dot.
And you could go on, and you have to go on there and update your online resume. If you fail to do so, it may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So you must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a completed certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is
www.labor.
Alabama.gov.
Okay, www.labor.alabama.gov. Is that correct?
And that's if you choose to file online. But you can also file over the file your weekly certifications on the phone. That phone number is 1-800-752-7389.
7389.
Your weekly certification can be made. It can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. So Sunday, that's when you should call. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Staples, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Only thing, so this week, do I post a call in to file a claim Sunday, or I just...
No. So next week, you could just call that number, the 800-752-7389, to call for your weekly certification.
Okay, so not this coming Sunday right here, but the next Sunday.
It's this coming Sunday. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I will call and file a claim.
Mm-hmm. No, you won't file a claim. You'll just... make your weekly certification.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Questions have you worked and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. I think that is it.
Yeah, well, all right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have your great evening.
You too, sweetheart.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.